Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my real country. Welcome, welcome, one and all. Now, as usual, before we get into what's on this week's show, I'm going to drop our request line, and I want you to use it 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, on the show this week, we've got tunes from Lynn Botel, Kalen's Reign, Sugarland, Melinda Schneider, and one Adam Brand. There's also chats with Joy McKean, Brantley Gilbert, and all of your favourite segments, Unheard and Unsigned, as well as the world-famous Social Country that I never fail to oversell. Now, on to the new release from super duo McAllister Kemp to kick off the show this week. This is the third single off their Ripper album, Harder to Tame, and this is just a really, really well-written track, as we've come to expect from the boys. But this one highlights the issue of bullying and raises awareness about the topic, all while just being a brilliant song that we can all relate to in some way. Anyway, here it is. This is new from MK. Fight Me, kicking off Real Country this week.
A little kid sits alone, first day of school, minding his own business, doing what kids do. An older boy says, hey, that's my spot. In a quiet voice, the kid says, no, it's not. Older boy gets angry, says, what did you say? Raises up his fist at the young kid's face. Out of nowhere, on shaking knees, another first day kid says, says, well, what do we have here? Our little hero is nervous, but shows no fear as punches fly. He hits the ground. Another kid in the back yells out, fight me, leave him alone. He didn't do a thing, he did nothing wrong.
Every time she saw the school doors open wide, She'd want to turn around and run back home and hide. Yeah. The line, the kind that kept her head down most of the time. Secret dreams about the boy in the high school band. She'd wake up thinking she never had a chance. She's a wildflower, just waiting on a sunny day, just waiting on the winds of change to blow. She's a wildflower. She's a wildflower. She makes a wish on every single star she sees. Yeah, somewhere deep down she still believes. Prays every night before she goes to bed. Pretty soon her luck is gonna change. She just doesn't know it yet. She's a wildflower, just waiting on a sunny day, just waiting on the winds of change to blow. Just a red hot spark that's looking for a little flame, yeah, trying to find the perfect place to grow. To blow. Just a red hot spark that's looking for a little flame, just trying to find the perfect place. Yeah, she's trying to find a place. She's a wildflower, just waiting on a sunny day. She's a secret that nobody knows. She's a wildflower.
Kaylin's Rain, She's a Wildflower, from the album Found. Now, it was great seeing Kaylin's Rain doing some shows over in the US for the CMA Fest this year as well. Really, really great to see Aussies getting overseas and doing some good stuff and flying the flag. Now, another great voice and super personality from Australian country is indeed Lynn Botelle. Out now is her new album, Heart of Sorrow, and it's a top album produced by Shane Nicholson that really explores the freedom of embracing both sorrow and happiness expressed in her own unique, honest style. This is the title track from Lynn Botelle's new album, Heart of Sorrow.
If I won't weep, let me cry. And if I won't sleep, let me lie. And if I don't break, let me bend. If I seem fake, it's pretend. I won't go without a fight. I'm not gonna beg or borrow my life. Driven by fear to follow, but I'm alright. Dragging this heart of sorrow. If I won't sink, let me swim. And if I won't speak, let me sing. And if I don't fit, then let me be. And you'll get more.
Can you hear me, Luke?
This is Luke.
And Duke. This is Bo. Duke.
We are Calster Camp.
We're Calster Camp. And you're listening to Ben Sorensen's
Real Country.
Oh, yeah. Goo, goo, goo.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sorensen here to talk about your skin. It's the largest organ in the body and often the least cared for. With skin being such an important part of your body, why trust it with anyone else but an experienced, university-educated dermal clinician? Like the team at Dermal Aesthetics Specialist Skin and Laser Clinic. With highly educated clinicians, the latest treatments and products, they do things differently at Dermal Aesthetics, and it shows. Visit dalaserclinic.com.au. That's dalaserclinic.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you. Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, this week's feature interview is without a doubt one of the most amazing, driven, creative women that I've met in a long while. She penned many hits, including Walker Country Mile, Indian Pacific, Kelly's Offsider, and even Lights on the Hill, for which she won the first ever Golden Guitar back in 1973. Married to Slim Dusty and also one half of the McKean sisters, these are some of the words of wisdom from Joy McKean, celebrating her top album, Riding This Road. After being on the road for so many years, there must be some great memories.
Some of the most wonderful things about being on the road and doing these early small shows and everything was meeting all the people we met, because there are some wonderful people out there. And as we used to go back to places year after year, we used to see their families growing up, you know, and they'd always have stories to tell us. That's where we got all the stories for our songs and everything. It was the people we met. And then also, I always remember if we had a night off, or sometimes our Sunday night off, and we wouldn't go all the way into the next town. We'd camp out with all the caravans and have a big campfire and a great night out. Those were great memories. We had a lot of fun at that times.
Can you tell me about when you first met Slim?
First met Slim, although I had seen photographs on the front of his song album, which gave me a totally wrong impression because the photograph had been printed back to front. And so when I first met him, it was one afternoon at Tim McNamara's home. And Tim was recording for the Rodeo label at that time, and he had a big radio session on 2SM. He was going to do a lot of concerts around Sydney. We were working on all these shows with him. And he asked Heather and me to come over to his place on the Saturday afternoon and meet some people that were going to be working regularly on these same shows. When we got there, of course, it was Gordon Parsons, the man who later wrote The Pub with No Beer, and the other two were Shorty Ranger and Slim Dusty. So that was the very first time we met. And we all went on to where Tim was working that night, to the showboat on the harbour. And it certainly was instant falling in love or anything like that. But we got to know each other when working around all these concerts. And then Tim and his wife Daphne took us all out on a 3-week tour through central New South Wales. And, of course, we got to know each other a lot, lot better then. And we worked together all that year. And, yes, we were married at the end of that year.
Joy, you've done so much in life and achieved so much. But can you tell me what has been your greatest achievement to date?
Well, after all these years, decades, on the road and singing and trying hard to make our Australian music a type of music to be proud of and to be understood properly and appreciated for what it is, I feel that that has happened. But I also feel that having been able to get to a point where people might listen to what I've got to say on some subject, I'm glad I was able to do things like speak up for the Cancer Council about smoking in public places and what entertainers had to go through with it, with things like that, and also in paving the way for women songwriters, I think. Women songwriters now can write about everything they want to write about. They're writing stronger songs and everything. And women writing at the time when I began, they were expected to write more like romantic songs or nice little easy songs, maybe a little bit of cheating on the side to be really daring. Instead of that now, they feel, women feel that they can sing whatever or write about whatever they want to do, and some of them are absolutely tremendous at it. It is a remarkable change, and it's all the better for it. I think it's wonderful.
Okay, the big and controversial question now. What do you think of country music today?
Oh, I think that all the talent that is out there, I think that that is exciting. Young people are still making music and everything, but I see talent too that doesn't have the stickability. And to me, I'm always looking for that really exciting thing for me to happen. Talent with the stickability, as we call it, and the passion for the music, not just for what it brings you. And I keep looking for that, and every now and again, you know, you see this flare-up of it. And it's a wonderful thing to be looking at it. And country music now is an important part of music industry in Australia. I think, too, that the original founding of the Country Music Association of Australia had a lot to do with that, because before that, country music did not have an industry or wasn't even really a part of the music industry as such. That's probably one other thing which I was glad to have been involved in. And what I find, too, which I think is wonderful, is all around Australia are these chains of bush balladeers still keeping the bush ballad alive. And they are the ones that very often are not noticed so much. And yet they are out there keeping it alive and doing very well at it, thank you, without making any great fuss about it. I find it exciting that country music, and in particular Australian country music, is alive and growing.
Joy McKean's album, Riding This Road, is out now on iTunes and through all good music retailers. Thank you so much, Joy McKean.
Whistle as the blue and blue said hello to the sapling, but coming to you, cause we're moving on. Oh, hear my song. You had the life on me, so I'm setting you free and I'm moving on. Baby, from time to time, but you just wouldn't listen. You paid me no mind. Now move it on. Keep rolling on. You've broken your vow and it's all over now, cause I'm moving on. Well, you switched your engine. Now I ain't got time for a two-timing man on my main line. I'm moving on. You done your labor wrong. Through with you, too bad. Blue, cause I'm moving on.
Mr. Engineer, won't you listen to me? I got another man awake for me. Keep ruling me on, keep moving on. You gotta ease my mind, put me there on time. I keep moving me on. I'm through with you and I'm moving on.
Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was Joy McKean, Fool Across the Bar, from the album Riding This Road, which is available now. We'll be posting links on our Facebook page this week, and I've got to say that I just love some of the traditional country and the stories of Australian country, and the album Riding This Road is absolutely full of them. To continue the theme, I thought an obvious choice that also fits in with our segment that we normally do at this time, Unheard and Unsigned, is the very proud Golden Guitar-winning storyteller and indie country artist Luke O'Shea with an absolutely amazing track about the amazing Joy McKean. This is Luke O'Shea, Lady of the Land. Could I have said amazing anymore?
I am the lady of the land. I've been there and back again. Been down some long and winding roads, but with him I was always home. My father was a teaching man, My mother helped Mary Magdalene, but with my sister we would go sing our songs in a traveling show. With the stars in our eyes and the songs in our hearts on a melody trail, well, the love did start. I met up with the fella who was wild and free, a twisted branch on the family tree. But now the fun had just begun when we wed in 51. Well, there was laughter, there were trials as we'd walked that country mile. Faces sitting in the front rows, rodeos, festivals, and old town halls. Driving down the roads we'd never been before, in caravans and motels moving on. When we had the children, they came along, and we sang about the people, and we sang about the land, so people in the cities, they could understand how much we love this country, how I love it still. We traveled so far, and I always will. In the summer of 73, the first guitar they gave to me, I never knew just how far I'd roam from where the frangipanis grow. They call me the grand lady of the land. Well, I've been there and back again, been down some long and winding roads, but with him I was always home. I've been down long and winding roads, but with Slim I was always home.
Here at Real Country, we value your input and the connection that we have with you, which is why we are stepping up our social media just for you. More videos, pics, interviews, news, and quotes, all based around what we all love, country. So head to facebook.com/realcountry and show it some like today. That's facebook.com/realcountry to stay up to date with all things country. Still to come on the show, tunes from Adam Brand, Melinda Schneider, Sugarland, and my chat with Brantley Gilbert and the world famous Social Country, all right after this.
Ooh, come while sing Matilda.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, g'day. It's Colin Buchanan here, and I'm standing right in the epicenter of Ben Sorensen's Real Country, and it's unbelievable.
Waltzing Matilda with me.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Hi, it's Dick Smith here, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Fantastic.
Welcome back. It is indeed Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, my favourite part of the show is social country, and that's my opportunity to hear what you want to hear, or your opportunity to tell me what you want. You know what I mean. You can do that in a variety of ways. You can head to our website, realcountrymix.com, and you can shoot me an email via there. You can head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/realcountry. Respond to one of our posts or send me a message there. On top of that, we're also on Twitter at Real Country Mix, or you can pick up the phone, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. And Anna from St. Kilda in Victoria requested this uber cool track via Twitter. And given that I'm off sugar, I've made this one exception. Only because I couldn't give up Sugarland. This is Stuck Like Glue on Real Country. Top choice, Anna.
So good. How do we stay so long together when everybody said we never would? And just when I start to think they're right, the love has died. There you go, making my heart beat again, heartbeat again, heartbeat again. There you go, making me feel like a kid. Won't you do it and do it one time? There you go, pulling me right back in, right back in, right back in. And I know I'm never letting this go. I'm stuck on you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, stuck like glue. You and me, baby, we're stuck like glue.
Stuck like glue.
stagger like blue.
Now, again, if you'd like to let me know what you're listening to, I would love to hear. That's what Social Country is all about. All you need to do is pick up the phone, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. On top of that, you can find us on social media. We're on Twitter, at Real Country Mix, or even on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. All great ways to let me know what your request is, or you could send me an email. Now, I got a special email this week from Adam, who lives in the New England region in New South Wales. His mum is battling breast cancer, and it's this song that they use to find both inspiration, hope, and the power to take each day as it comes. I wish you and your family and your mum the best outcome possible, and to know that our thoughts are with you here at Real Country. Thank you so much for the email, Adam. And this is the song that you requested. This is one of my favorites, particularly now. This is Melinda Schneider, Courageous.
Every step is the same, whether in the sunshine or in the rain. If you can hold on, even through the pain, show up tomorrow, do it all again. Show up tomorrow, do it all again. You'll have been say, but you've still gotta make it through today. You may be feeling scared, wanna run away, but if you choose to look fear in the face, yeah, if you choose to look fear in the face, that's how it goes. You've come this far. You've got to know that
you are courageous. You are courageous.
Walk on.
These are the times that can make us courageous and strong.
Now, if you would like to relive some of the Real Country moments, not only with this show, but all of our past shows, interviews, bonus content, and a whole heap more, well, you can. You can have your very own copy. It is called our podcast, and it is so easy to get your hands on. All you need to do is head to iTunes or any podcasting app, do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe, and voila, you are there with free content that will keep you entertained for plenty of time. I think there's over 200 different pieces of content there for you to download and enjoy, and it's all free. Simply search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country on iTunes or any other podcasting app, and make sure you click download and subscribe. Up next, Adam Brand and my chat with Brantley Gilbert on retirement, all on Real Country.
Couldn't tell wrong from right. Went ahead and called you up. Got a little drunk last night.
Hey, this is John from the Eli Young Band, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Brought it all up.
Calling all entertainers, Talent in Your Town is a new online directory for entertainers who want to be seen and heard. Singers, dancers, magicians, bands, comedians, jugglers, illusionists, face painters, fireworks, kids' parties, and a whole lot more. Whatever you do, Talent in Your Town wants to hear from you. Talentinyourtown.com.au, the one-stop shop for all your private or corporate entertainment needs too.
Plus amusement.
Check it out, talentinyourtown.com.au.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, head to the website realcountrymix.com. Now, Brantley Gilbert, he's got his album out now, Just As I Am, featuring the number one single, Bottoms Up, and another great track, If You Want a Bad Boy. Now, I could talk about the track, but I found this quite interesting. This is part of a larger conversation about what Brantley wants to do outside of music that actually turned into more of a retirement planning session that shows exactly how real country Brantley is. It's a great chat.
Oh, I'm usually on a motorcycle, more often times than not. But I decided a couple weeks ago that I think I want to be a deer farmer. If y'all think I can't be a farmer, you got another thing coming. Yeah, I want to be a deer farmer. I was hunting with a guy named Wayne Green. And, you know, I've always been thinking about something that I could do, even when I got, like, a lot older and I can't play sports or anything anymore, you know, because I've lived pretty hard. I got a feeling like I'm going to be, I don't know if I'm going to be able to play softball at 50 or 60, but let's face it. So I was like thinking about something I could do for like the rest of my life and really like it. And my tour manager, Jeff, asked Wayne, he said, Wayne, what are you going to do the rest of your life now that you've retired and everything? And Wayne said, well, Jeff, I'm going to hunt and sell deer semen. And I know I see your face. And I had the same face for about a split second. And I said, damn, you know what? I think this man's on to something. Because you can grow, like, huge bucks. And this, I don't know if you know about any of this stuff, but, like, I have always had a passion for deer hunting, and I have a passion for, like, just huge bucks. So I was like, you know what? Maybe if I could get in that game. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a major player in it, but I found a place that's, like, 275 acres, which is manageable, and something about that size. And we're looking, and I think I may have found it. We got to look next week for sure. But, it's already high-fenced and stuff, and we're going to raise some big bucks and breed them and that sort of thing. So, pretty excited about that.
She heard my reputation. It's all over this small town. But there's a little bit of fire under all that smoke. You know how word gets around. Now back in the day, you were a straight-A student. Daddy's little girl, honey, what are you doing? Talking about take a ride on the wild side.
Hey,
Rooster Cruise. Girl, your mom and daddy ain't got no. If you want a band, boy, baby, you gotta got a band toy sitting in the parking lot. Take it to the wrong side of the tracks. Baby, you ain't gonna want to come back, cause I'm a free bird and damn proud of it. You're a swing girl. Are you sure you want to ride with me? Gonna raise some hell and gonna make some noise. If you want a band boy, you want a band boy. Slide on me.
That was Future Deer Farmer, Brandley Gilbert. If you want a bad boy, well, if you do, well, I'm just going to leave that there. That's getting into dangerous territory. Now, moving on to a ripper song from Australian country artist Adam Brand. This is Ready for Love. Are you?
Never love another till the day my eyes saw you. Now yeah, I'm feeling like a giddy little kid in a candy store. Yeah, and I want more. Thinking about your feeling, but I need to be sure. Are you ready for love? Do you have enough? Take it all, can you give it up? Maybe, are you ready for love? Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? Cause if you ain't, you better tell me now. Baby, are you ready for love? Oh, till I get another kiss from you. That's right, another kiss from you. I admit it, I'm a little bit afraid, but I'm gonna try. Cause this is just so right. Don't waste another moment, baby, tell me tonight. Are you ready for love? Do you have enough? I can take it all. Can you give it up? Baby, are you ready for love? Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? Cause if you ain't, you better tell me now. Baby, are you ready for love? Take it all, can you give it up? Baby, are you ready for love? Oh, are you picking up what I'm throwing down?
better tell me now, baby, are you ready for love? Oh, are you ready for love? Do you have enough? I can take it all, can you give it up? Baby, are you ready for love? Are you picking up what I'm throwing down? 'Cause if you ain't, you better tell me now, baby, are you ready?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is your lot for the week. I am almost done and dusted here with Real Country. Thank you so much for joining me. It has been a wonderful hour, jam-packed with some of the best country this planet has to offer. And I'll be back again next week to hunt it down and do so much more. But in the meantime, I would love to hear your thoughts and also keep the country conversation going on social media. All you need to do is find me on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. If Twitter be your platform of choice, you can find me there at Real Country Mix or even on Google Plus. On top of that, if that's all way too much to remember, don't stress. You can head to the website realcountrymix.com and all of the details are there, as well as details on how you can download our podcast, be it on iTunes or any other podcasting app of choice. Simply search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, click download and subscribe. But again, if that's all too much, don't stress. Absolutely everything you need on the website, realcountrymix.com. Have a fantastic week and make sure you book it in the diary to join me right back here at the same time on the same station for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.